You're listening to Arts and More on WMUK. I'm Robbie Feinberg. The former Plainwell paper mill, lying right along the Kalamazoo River, has a complicated history with its surrounding city. The mill made Plainwell the city you see today, offering up nearly 500 jobs for Plainwell's 4,000 residents. But when it closed in 2000, it left behind contamination, economic hardship, and frustrated locals. It's history that artist Sarah Lindley thinks about every day on her way through town.
When I leave for work and it's dark outside and this is like this huge, dark, brownish-black form against that morning sky. So all these different pieces. There's the social, the political, environmental, and then just the personal, individual experience.
Plainwell City Manager Eric Wilson says the mill created a family of workers, and while some were happy to see the city purchase the property in 2006, others still can't bear to go inside the deteriorating structure.
When we first acquired the mill, I had five or six very older gentlemen that used to work in the mill asked if they could come through and just take a look. And I'm walking with them, and they're telling stories, and I'm just sort of in the background. And then they start crying. And these are, you know, I think 70, 80-year-old men that are crying, looking at the condition. They are talking about, you know, their son that worked here, their, you know, how many years they put into this.
Then there are the years and years of contamination, which have turned a section of the Kalamazoo River into a Superfund site. It all adds up to a complicated history, one that Lindley has been showing through her sculptures for years. Her works look at the paper industry, but also depict the pollution left behind. But her newest piece, Exposure Pathways, is unlike anything she's done before. That's because this sculpture was actually created in the center of the old paper mill.
These buildings are all connected, so...
Inside the old building, metal is still scattered across the floor, and raindrops fall from leaks in the ceiling. At the center of everything is Lindley's sculpture, looking like a giant white skeleton stretched long and thin across the room. The piece came together through a grant from the Great Lakes College Association, and it's part of a larger exhibit from the Smithsonian Institute, looking at the changes in how America worked over the past 150 years. Each piece was built out of actual paper found at the mill, folded up and then glued together. Lindley says it all represents a slightly imagined version of the Kalamazoo River watershed, every leg and tributary shown as tiny, fragile lines in a giant system.
I wanted to do something that talked about the interconnectivity of all those things. Like, even one of the historical accounts talk about how the first white inhabitants in Michigan moved along the river. So thinking about how entities, as well as pollution, have moved along that.
That's where the name Exposure Pathways comes from. It's actually a scientific term used by the EPA to describe every way that something or someone could be at risk. But Lindley says the exhibit doesn't outright say that the mill has been good or bad for the community and the river. It's more a question, she says. Is enough being done to protect it?
Is it the contamination or is it the intervention that's being shown in the image? Or is it something else?
Answering those questions is the hard part. When you talk to someone like Plainwell City Manager Wilson, you hear optimism. Plainwell has already transformed the mill into city offices, he says, with plenty more on the way, with the river at the center.
Now things are changing. It's changing for the good. I mean, to view the river as an asset as opposed to something that we can dump toxic waste in or waste is a change.
Lindley is more on the fence. If you ask her where she falls, she's not quite sure.
I want to be hopeful, but I actually got pretty depressed working on this project early on, spending this much time in the structures and watching how they're deteriorating. But then the city staff have so much hope and enthusiasm, and these people are really pushing to have this be a hope for a new future. But I also see how towns grew up around industry with hopes for great futures.
Whatever side of the fence you're on, you can still see the exhibit through July 19th at the former Plainwell Paper Mill at Plainwell City Hall. You can learn more about the piece and the larger Smithsonian exhibit at our website, WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.